Señor, did you have bad stuff on that?
Not last night.
Last night. You have business in semi happy. Why would I have peace?
And your DNA and our fingernails?
How many witnesses do you?
Madam Secretary, can we do roll call of officers, please?
Jenny Cameron. Oh, no, he's here.
Where's Jim? Is he zooming with us?
Yes, he's on you. He is. He's here, I apologize. Carol Summers.
Present.
Am I on?
No.
Is it because I have a big mouth or is it my phone?
Hello.
There you go.
Carol Moore.
Here.
Keith Richards.
Here.
Paul Oakwood.
Here.
James Elmer. Absent. Karen Allen. Absent. Terry Steiner. Sheree Morris, who's here with us today, thank you. And Kendra has joined us at the budget table. Thank you, Kendra.
Welcome.
I want to remind everyone that the purpose of this meeting today is to strictly discuss our budget proposed for 21-22. It should be on. Can you hear me? All right. The purpose of our meeting today is to discuss our 21-22 proposed budget. Please keep in mind that, again, this is a proposed budget for our Holiday Park Mobile Home Recreation District. All questions must be addressed to our budget committee and should only be addressed regarding the budget. Nothing else can be discussed. We ask that you keep your comments to 3 minutes, and please be respectful of each and every person within the audience and those of us on the board. Having said that, please continue with our budget discussion, Mr.
Okay. Did we have...
Yes.
Each meeting, you have to announce
everybody
turning their cell phones down.
Oh, yes, please. If you do have cell phones, put them on vibrate or on silent mode so that we aren't interrupted, because we are trying to do our meetings so that everyone can hear equally. Thank you. I appreciate that, Ms. Annette.
Yes, the budget, this is the second presentation for the budget, and like I said before, the budget is a estimate of what we're looking at doing or are having maybe plans. Some of the items in what we did on the budget was basically keep the same assessment. We lowered it by $10 a month last year, and we're well within that, so we just kept the same assessment, no changes in the assessment. Most of the categories are pretty close to what they were last year because we're pretty close there. However, there are some places where they, like salaries and stuff, that I raised them enough that it gave the opportunity for the board to decide when the assessments came in where we could go with the salary. Now, all those are pretty much raised to the limit of what board should or can do. And so just because they're there doesn't mean we're going to spend that. It just means when somebody asks, well, did we plan that in the budget? I can say, yeah, we have the money for that plan. However, we do not have to do it. Now, most of our bigger projects, like the, which won't be like the bocce ball and some of those are going to be in reserve funds. That when we do those bigger projects, they come from what we have in those are the last four boxes on the budget reserve funds. Now, we have, when we're dealing with the budget, we're dealing with what we're getting in and how we're going to spend that. We're not dealing with what are in our reserve funds or our extra money now, because the state wants to know we're nonprofit. So when we bring money in, how are we got it? How are we got it earmarked? And that's what these numbers are. So that's why what we have for income and what we have for outgo match. And so what we did then is we budgeted every one of the spaces in that last column, and then we had money left over. Okay, so what we do then is we kind of divide that up in those last four boxes into different reserve funds, because we need to supply those reserve funds, because we will take money out of them to do bocce courts or roofs or stuff like that. So we want some funds in there, so in later years when they come around, we don't need to go and get a couple million dollar loan. We want to have those in there. And so what we're dealing with right now is the budget, is what the assessments we got in, what they look like we kind of did this year, what we're planning on, has some plans maybe to do. And so we left enough room for that. We put those in, got done with that. And then we saw we hadn't used up quite all of our money. We divided that among the reserves, the 25,000, 12 in different ones. Now I haven't got those reserve fund amounts yet, because we have to meet with the auditor to talk a little bit about that. And it's been pretty hard to get a hold of him the last couple months. So we're still working on that, but we do have the budget set up for where what's coming in and going out. Okay. Any questions?
No questions?
I will say there one thing I have added this year that besides that I'm looking at is we're having a lot of employees that are not going to be taking our medical insurance. We provide 100%. Okay, and we have several of them that are not going to be taking it because we're getting people over 65. They'll be doing Medicare or other things. So they do pay on their own right now, Aflac, which is a separate kind of insurance with that. So I was one, and this has now been approved by the board. I just budgeted, so the money's there. The board wants to do it. And that is setting up kind of an Aflac fund for people who can either, they can either choose our regular medical insurance, or if they decide we don't want that or don't need that or want that, we'll take care of some of their Aflac insurance, just because they are employees and they're saving us money by not taking our medical insurance. That's one thing kind of new there. Okay.
Please come up.
Because I noticed that with each employee that is going to be losing their maximum, but not meeting our benefits, the Aflac cost is $4,000 plus, $4,025. So does that mean if they were now taking Aflac, that's what they were paying out of their pocket, $1,025?
No, it depended on which Aflac policies they took. So what we did was look at a general form of Aflac, what most people would do, or, you know, not all of them, I got the page here, of different, three or four different policies, and that's what we would kind of offer them to have. Not so much what they, I mean, if they don't need that, they don't have to, but that's what we're looking at. Because the thing is, if you just say, well, we'll pay your Aflac, they'll say, well, I'll take them all. Well, no, we're looking at just certain ones that we're
budgeting is
already going to
take them all.
I put enough money in there, yes. So if we had to have that much, we could.
So if you're budgeting for it, who's going to say, no, I don't really need that?
The board will decide whether we have that program, and then we have enough money in there that they can kind of choose which of those, out of those ones we pick. Now, then we will give it to them all. If they choose to take not all of it.
Who's going to, try to be a little more realistic. If you're offering all of them, who's going to say no? I mean, because it's free.
Yeah, I know.
So let's go back again. You're offering all Aflac insurance to everyone who is now needing our insurance policy.
Not
offering a $4,000 insurance to anyone
over the year, yeah.
Right. Okay.
If the board approves it,
but
he's putting it in the budget now because he's got to get that budget into the state. We're we're running on the edge here.
And if they're not.
And if we, if.
Yeah, you have to approve this by the next meeting.
Yeah, the budget itself. It can be in the budget and the budget can go to the state and at the next meeting, when the Aflac item is on the table, it doesn't have to be in the table with this budget. Just because it's in the budget doesn't mean we're approving Aflac. It's just money that's set aside. If the money is not, if the board says, no, we are not doing Aflac,
right?
That money can be sitting there in the budget, but it will be spent on other things, which is perfectly legal and it's perfectly common accounting practices in both financial and governmental entities.
But because it's in the budget and it says in writing, Aflac.
Yes.
If an employee wants it, you're obligated to get it.
No, we're not.
How come?
This is a financial statement. Whether it is a profit and loss statement or a proposed budget or an approved budget, because there's a line item that says something, never obligates an entity to that. So, he could put X's in front of that Aflac and submit it to the state and burn it. It would be fine.
Okay, so you're saying that come January 2022.
Okay. Why January? Oh,
because it's
new, a
budget,
new fiscal year.
The budget, which we're going to approve at the next meeting, this budget.
Yeah,
or
which is for October through September.
So in January 2022, if an employee wants all of Aflac insurances, what happens?
If the board denied the whole Aflac thing, you say no.
Okay. When did the board have? Are you saying that at the next meeting, when this budget, assuming that this is it and there's no other change, are you saying that this budget, as it reads now, and approved by the board supposedly at the next meeting?
Okay.
What? What happens in January 2022 when an employee wants all of that life insurance? Are you obligated to get it? And in the budget,
you are obligated.
I follow you.
Let's say we never talk about raises. We never talk about Aflac, and this budget is approved for Holiday Park. And there's a line item, and it says Aflac. And here I see the calculations for, that does not mean the money has to be spent on Aflac. This is it's a budget. A budget means I think I'm going to spend my money on this next year. Here's a reasonable amount just in case.
Okay, so what you're saying then is that January 2022, if an employee wanted all of that, then it would be approved, and we have to be approved by the board again?
No.
It would have to be approved.
No, the app.
Can I speak, please, for a moment?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get her to understand. Okay, what we're doing is we're placing it in the budget only. It's there in case we make the decision we want to offer the program. We have not chosen the offer of the program yet. We've not approved it. But if we approve it, we have to have it in the budget, or we can't approve it. It wouldn't make any difference because we don't have the funding.
When did you approve it? January 2022 when someone asked for it.
If we approve to offer the Aflac program regardless, and then they come in January and they want it, then yes, we have budgeted and it's been approved. If we do not approve even offering Aflac, then that money is null and void. It doesn't, I mean, it's sitting in the budget, but we're budgeting in case we do approve it. We have to have it there in case we approve the expenditure.
Exactly.
And one thing to add to that is they cannot have Aflac if they have our other medical insurance. They have to have no other medical insurance with us. Yeah.
All right, please go ahead then. You want to come a little closer?
And so many work. Kathy, you're on 205, what else do you? It's the same way with the payroll, you fill in 3%. That doesn't mean everybody's getting 3%. It's what the board does at the time of that decision. It's the same way with this, that they're talking about, exact same way.
They have to approve it again, if someone wants to change, they have to approve it then. Again.
Yes.
That's all I want to say.
Please, sir.
Mark Ford, 121 Holly Park. So the people that are being offered the ad flag are basically people that would be going on social security for Medicare?
Social security, or if they have a spouse that they're under their insurance and they don't need ours. Just that, yeah, or military.
When you go on Medicare, if you have other insurance, that other insurance is reduced. What you're, what I'm getting from this is that we offer them insurance through Holly Park.
Oh, yeah, regular medical, single fam, or single.
When they turn 65, they go on Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
The Holly Park insurance that we have been offering would not be a supplemental insurance.
No.
No.
Can't be. They have to get some other supplemental, some Medicare type.
Apparently, our park doesn't offer health insurance. Once you go on Medicare, we, your health insurance through the park is no longer valid. I just learned that myself over here. Is that what you're asking? Yes, it's not second, it doesn't even become secondary, it gets canceled, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes.
So the ad flag is to make up for that?
It, yeah, it's to give, yeah, it's to give them, if you can save us a bunch of money on the medical, we'll come up with this little bit, I mean, about a third, which would be ad flag, because the ad flag costs about, what we're proposing would be less than a third. I can't remember exactly of what they would if they were taking a single family, not single family, single individual insurance.
So if the board decides that when they do the budget, that they're not going to offer the ad flag, that's off table.
Yeah, and that money would basically end up in a reserve fund later.
Yes, and that, you raise your hand, and then the lady in the burgundy.
And Ray, this 409 Holiday. The cost, what is the total cost if the employees get ad flag? For all that you would offer, what is the total cost?
$28,349.
Okay. $28,349 is a lot of money to offer. We pay 100% health insurance, do we not?
Yes.
Yes. That's a big number too, which will be reduced by more than what the ad flag brings in, or costs.
Well, in fact, I understand a couple of people are going to be going on to the social security, which is fine. But in my lifetime working, ad flag is a supplemental type program the employee paid for. It is never, never paid by the company. The company may have been able to organize a group of employees that want it, but the employees paid for it themselves, which should be the case here, seeing as we pay their health insurance. Also, another thing they can look into, or if they want, which my company offered, long-term disability and short-term disability. We were offered that to the program. The company did not pay for it. These are benefits that was coordinated through State Farm, but the employee elected it and paid for it. But right now, it's, you're talking a lot of money to get benefits, and it's a nice gesture, but that's an awful lot of chunk of money coming out of our pockets at this point. $28,000 for somebody in the event, God forbid, they wind up in the hospital, they'll get a check. But that's why you get long-term or short-term disability covering, and you get it out of your own pocket. I don't feel that the board should be paying any more, since right now we are paying 100% of their health insurance, which basically, in most businesses, is unheard of. There's people out there paying $300 or $500 a month for health insurance. Our employees are getting a free ride. I don't think that it's a nice gesture, but that money can be used elsewhere within our budget.
Thank you.
I want to remind everyone that we are discussing the budget and the budget only. I mean, these topics are in the budget, but we need to contain it to how the budget is structured and not how we feel about the product itself. Again, the AFLAC has not been even approved by the board. It is being strictly considered. And at this point in time, because it is a budget, we had to budget the expense in case we chose to accept it. The lady in the burgundy is next, please.
And the vote on 121 Holly Park Boulevard. Under the column other income, it states FC established in details. Do we charge for details for our vehicles or golf carts?
Cherie, can you answer that question, please?
Once a year, every June, the decals for renters, there's a fee of $20. And then annually. There is no fee for the decals for golf carts, which we're going to be strip doing. There's no fee for owner decals or storage compound decals.
Okay, so what kind of is the additional income going into for? Because the office has money for photocopies, pressure washing, violation fines, and administrative fee when you have a violation. What account is that money going into for income?
Can you answer that?
I don't know.
We just put it in other income.
What page
are you on? She's on page one. Under the income section.
Other income.
Yeah.
But it says, where it says buyer renter ACC. When there's an application for to move into the park, there's a $50 fee that is charged to her or an owner. And the same thing with ACC, it's a $10 ACC fee. Estoppels, when there is a purchase, and if the purchaser goes through the title company, they send us an estoppel letter asking if they're behind on their assessments, what they are. And we get $100 for each of those applicants.
But
they're all under other income, yes.
They all go into this account for other income as well.
Yes.
And that's on record in the office?
Yes.
Okay. I have a big issue with travel reimbursement executive. If I'm not mistaken, I think in the employment contract, we did not offer travel reimbursement, and travel reimbursement is specifically for employees that travel out of town, out of state, and hotels. Why are we paying $200 a year for driving back and forth to work?
That's not true. The only time that was used was for Allison and Helen Ferguson when they attended a meeting in Vieira, and they were reimbursed for their gas.
I've never received
anything for reimbursement.
Cindy, here again, it's a just in case. If you look at the October, February actual, that's the year-to-date spend, which is zero. The annualized is zero. The $200 is there is a just in case. Let's say Cherie drove to the other side of Florida to the sister park. It's if she does that, we would reimburse her gas. That's what that's 200's for, a just in case.
Okay, page 2, payroll administrative. The proposed budget 21-22, the salary amount is inaccurate as we add
assistant and the paraprofessional assistant.
So how much is Stacy herself getting paid right now per hour? Anyone know?
She's getting $18 an hour.
Okay, so this $46,000 is much higher than what she's getting paid.
Where are you?
What page?
I'm on page two.
Page two, line item four.
Admin payroll.
Again, this is, these are proposed. As stated earlier, the 3%, and that's, I don't know who explained that.
I think that 46 represents what she might make in 21, 22 if we were to approve her on some kind of a pay raise.
It's still too high, and I'm only going to say this, it's a concern of mine. That if we do put this in the budget, I think the budgeted payroll should be as accurate as possible. So if they were to give her a 3% raise, make sure that whatever she is getting right now, that budgeted amount is for exactly a 3% raise and not an additional $8,000 a year. Because we do not go in and check payroll. We don't know how much she's getting paid every week. We have no way of knowing that. So I personally feel that payroll should be as accurate as possible, including a 3% raise. But right now, $18 an hour, even for 52 weeks a year, it's $37,440, not $46,000.
You got to remember, a budget is just an outline. It doesn't mean that you're going to live by it tooth to tooth.
Yeah,
it just gives you an outline of what's going on.
Yeah. Can I ask Ms. Vegas again, please? You put your hand up.
Ms. Vegas, 409. A question with regards to space. When did she buy it?
November 13th last year.
Okay. So she shouldn't be eligible for a pay increase until November 13th of this year. One year, that's usual.
Okay.
But with that 3%, and also,
again,
is she? I heard that she and her husband is military.
She's not married.
Wait a minute. She's
ex-military. She served.
She is.
She served in the military.
Okay. So then she's eligible for Trump here? Yes or no?
I don't know. I know she gets VA benefits, but I don't know if she's eligible to try.
Yeah, three boys in the service, so. Okay, she's been a long time. She has been in 20 years.
I want to say, what is that? I don't think that's any of our business.
No, I'm just asking. Yeah. I'm not asking personal questions. Regardless, this budget and talking about giving her ASLAC and saying,
thank you.
This is
yeah,
pertaining to the budget.
She's not getting
any.
She makes
overtime.
Well, maybe,
yeah,
but she's not
getting
any help.
She's not getting any help.
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, then that works. That's fine.
I have one due comment here. Because we only have one person in the office, Stacy has picked up some overtime that has gone into that she's had to take care of, too. So, I mean, and that's part of the budget. I said, Stacy, since we are short in the office, has picked up some overtime at times too. So, I mean, that kind of goes into some of that number of the 46. But again, where she gets her money or where she does this or that, we will judge it by the 3%. We just have enough money in there so we can give her the 3% on what she's getting. If we wish.
Check out the sound, please, because unfortunately, being homeless, and I can't hear
people
like hearing things.
You might. Okay. I guess. I know.
No. Yes, sir, please.
Where is budgeted for sidewalks, roads, that?
Reserve funds. Yeah, those are in reserve funds, those last four. We do not have the reserve amounts up, and they will be, I'll let you explain.
Mark, you were here at the last meeting, were you?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. I'll try and be short this week. Okay. This budget is fine for the state and is an operating budget, day-to-day operations, this is what we use. We would like to discuss with the auditor and in the background, because we've got the $350,000, but it happens to be in our cash account of $1.8 million. And I'm using generalities in the monies. So Keith and I were talking, why can't we make these statements clearer and show the money coming from the cash account and going out? This is a very traditional financial statement that's very close to a profit and loss. And we want to make sure that with the nonprofit and loss fund accounting, government accounting rules, that it's okay for us to add a top line that says transferred from reserve cash coming in $350, and then to have a line on the last page where we have contingency expense, sidewalk, have the exact expenditures sidewalk. And we're looking at doing that, the actual work, mid-June. I'm going back to Spokane for my father's funeral after a year and a half, thank God. But once I get back, we'll just sit down and just grind out the numbers and do the work. Because I'm like 90% assured that it's fine for governmental accounting rules. So back to your question.
Well, the thing is, we don't show it in these lines. It's in the bottom reserve. We don't show it because it's not going to be paid for by the money we bring in this year. It's going to be paid by the money we have. And the only thing the budget is dealing with is money coming in has to match money going out.
So good question. And Mark, that's what it is.
When we were
living,
because that's one thing I learned at our last meeting, that the state, like she said, like Kendra said before, wants to see our coming in and going out. They don't care about our quote unquote savings. I would like to have money, and that's what Kendra
said. Yeah, Sheree started this.
Sheree could earmark money for our role that we know is going to have to be replaced in time. And I don't know how many. Our pools, they're deteriorating, they're sloppy, they're going from it. They're going to have to be replaced. I would love for us, and so that when this big chunk of money comes out for sidewalks at $300,000 or $400,000, whatever it's going to be, people don't go up in arms. We can say, remember, here's our $1.8 million, or $1.6 million, or whatever. We're going to leave some in savings to be saved, but let's earmark that. But if that notification, as it might be, to all of us residents, cannot go to the state like that. They only want income and outflow. So I appreciate you asking that, in that I want everybody to understand. I think we should spend some of our savings and get this part safer and more beautiful. And that's how it's going to be done. And it's not that we're going to, what are they saying, rob Peter to pay Paul or whatever. We have it. Let's use it smarter and show that we plan to use it, so when the bill comes in, we're not sticker shock. Thank you.
One more comment, and this is a very valid concern. Actually, I did a little research, and QuickBooks, our accounting system, actually, and I talked to Cindy about it, who's our bookkeeper. What we can do, it's going to be a few days work. It's just work setting up a bunch of new accounts. You can have your cash account. We can have cash sidewalks, cash this, cash that on the balance sheet. And then in the income statement, you've got your outlay. And it's very transparent to everybody what we're going to do. And in the past, when I was on the board, we had little side project lists. This is clear. It'll be easy for Keith to print it out every month for the treasurer's report. Everyone will see what's going on with that $1.8 million. Why aren't we doing this and that?
I like it. Can I just say, bookkeeper is not Cindy Bodo. There's a different Cindy involved, just so people know.
Just a quick question then. If this budget is approved by the board and they need to change the $300,000 that you're going to help, does that have to be resubmitted as an amended budget?
Not to the state, because we're making no changes to our income outgoing.
Right.
What we're doing is a presentation change. And we don't have to send the state addendum, but that's the term Keith used for us internally, for our internal operating statements, an addendum financial statement.
Okay. You would see it more on our monthly
treasury
budget
report.
And financial statements that are given at our monthly meetings. That's where you can see the changes and the outflows.
So is this something that you're going to discuss with the auditors?
We will, but I researched it, and it's doable, and it's within the governmental accounting standards.
Only because in the past, we had to ask to submit final ordinance revised.
Right.
So I'm just saying, maybe you want to just check and do it.
We'll definitely get them involved, our auditor. I want everything seconded by him.
Good question. Any more questions? Right, anything from the board? Mr. Simon? Do you have any questions?
Yes. I don't have a question about this.
I do not. Jody, any more questions?
Believe it or not, I do not.
Karen?
I'm fine, thank you.
And I'm fine because we had a nice meeting last week. I wish you all would have been at it. It was very informative. I want to thank Kendra for all of her help on this committee, and I want to thank Keith for all of his work on it, and anyone else that participated in the work on this. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for attending today. Your input was valuable, and I appreciate each and every opinion that you all shared with us. Is there anyone on Zoom that has any questions? I'm sorry.
Okay,
that can come at our next meeting. Anything else? But I'd like to call for a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Motion has been made by Mr. Bosnick. Is there a
Keith,
second?
Keith seconded.
Motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for attending. We appreciate you.
Thank
you for coming.
I'm not a person.
I just don't want you to be afraid of me.
So, yeah.
Yes, it did.
I look at myself and say, okay, my choice is to buy that and take Medicare. I was offered regular insurance. I wasn't bad insurance, but I'm broke. I still have that insurance, but that would be now considered a summer now, which is a working and a 50 hour. We're offering to pay a supplemental insurance because they're not getting that regular insurance.
Right. Yeah, right. You're offering it also. Exactly. Anybody that doesn't need our insurance, they will not get another
Stacy, who is cheaper than our paying for regular insurance.
Yeah, just because of, hey, you're not taking our insurance, we want to show you that we appreciate you, and you can stay around. And the stack, like one third.
But they wouldn't be able to say, I want that and that.
No. No, no way. It's all, and the only people who are going to pass, the way I want to present it, the only people who are offering that platform are the people that do not take our regular medical insurance. I mean, if a new employee comes in and says, well, I really want this, well, we do have this other program, you know, and we picked out the four different Aflac policies.
Right. So what does the where's the Kabacha policy we're approved?
Okay, that's in this year, but not next year. And they're coming out of those. Now, if you
they're coming out of a reserve.
Yeah, that we have already. Now, like I say, if you look at, and I hope I got that page here. If you take a look at that page I put on the front of everything, it tells us what our budget is, and then it says what our income was, and then you go down to this. And it says how much income we have left to get, how much we have to go out yet. Take those two amounts, and that's how much money we still have to use out of our budget. Okay? And then you go down the bottom where it gives you that amount we have in the banks and the assets. So if you take that money we still have to use in this year's budget away from those assets that we have, that will tell you how much we have in reserve. Does that make sense to you?
And it's
like one, it's over 1.5 million.
You know what?
So I mean, we can do the 300,000, you know, and do the side. So we have the money. We just need to. Kendra's going to help me great by setting up the reserve so I can present that every month in the budget. So people know, I mean, what's going on. That's what that front page is for. Just so for 95% of the people, that's just it. All they want to know. They want to know how much we spend, how much we spend, where we have for the year, and how much we have in the bank. And that's what that
is. And I know what you're talking about. The reason I like serious budget amount, always too little. But you know why? Because
we're our income
that we look at.
Carol?
Yes.
Great job.
Thank you. What is it that coming in, say, 350,000? What's not showing here
is outgrowing 350. Oh, I got that. Yeah, I understood all that.
And are you working on the grants or the funding, or is it the other? Okay. This will help this stuff, too. Yeah. All right.
Well, you take care.
Okay. So we're not seeing it, and yeah, I know it'll be over.
Yeah, I get that.
So.